coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was Golden Glenn, the official announcer of The Home Defense Show, and I'm your host, Skip Coriel, author of 22 books, Marine Corps veteran, founder of the Second Amendment March, proud father of seven, grandfather to 19 and counting, and as a special bonus, I'm also madly in love with my own wife. My priorities in life are God, family, and country, in that order, and I hereby promise to never compromise in my convictions. I may go broke, but I'll never go woke. All right, we got a great show for you today. First, we'll speak with retired Border Patrol agent Gil Massa about our problems on the southern border. Then we'll be speaking with Houston Denham from the great state of Oklahoma in our ShootingClasses.com self-defense report, where we get some expert advice on the details of self-defense. But before we get too far into the show, let's thank our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Every week on the other radio show that I do, I co-host Frontlines of Freedom with Colonel Denny Gillum. And at the end of every show, I give just a little two-minute self-defense report where I read an article and then strategize a little bit and give people tactical advice. But I only get 2 minutes. And I ran across this article for the show, and 2 minutes just didn't do it justice. It's even a little entertaining in a sad kind of way. This is from Blaze Media. It says, woman, age 34, entices Florida man, age 73, to her home for a romantic date, only for him to be pummeled by her ex-boyfriend in planned robbery. An elderly Florida man fell victim to a prearranged trap planned by a 34-year-old woman who set him up to be robbed by her ex-boyfriend, according to police. Chelsea Wright, 34, and Andrew Marks, 33, were arrested by the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. The pair were charged with robbery with a weapon and aggravated battery on a victim over the age of 65. Apparently, they need special laws in Florida to protect old people. Go figure. Just before 5 a.m. on February 22, a 73-year-old Florida man appeared at a local hospital. He needed to be treated for numerous injuries to his head, torso, and arms, with significant lacerations to his head that required staples and his eyes swollen shut. The elderly man informed detectives that he had been battered with a metal object by a man in the Plantation Pines neighborhood. He said that his wallet had been stolen by the unidentified man. All right, and apparently what happened is this 73-year-old man, who, by the way, is not the brightest bulb in the room, met a beautiful young blonde, age 34, at a bar, I'm guessing right before closing time. And when she offered to romance him, take him home to her house, and be intimate with him, he actually believed it. I don't know how much he was drinking or what he was drinking, but he believed it. Folks, if you're 73 years old, don't be offended by this, but 34-year-old women, she's 39 years younger than you are. She doesn't want to have sex with you, okay? She doesn't. There's an ulterior motive there, and you need to be thinking with the right brain here, okay? This is all about self-defense. Anyone who is unwise enough to believe that a beautiful young woman, 40 years younger than them, wants to pleasure them just because you're handsome and good-looking, you're not that smart. The woman and the boy, the ex-boyfriend, they're criminals. They're bad guys, right? But this 73-year-old man, he's just not acting on the strongest part of his character at this time. You can rehabilitate yourself from a life of crime. You can come to Jesus. You can change your ways. But you still have to make wise decisions, folks. Now, this 73-year-old man, do I understand, you know, the psychology of what was going on? Yeah, I do, because I'm 66 years old. And that would be like me being approached by a 27-year-old woman with the same offer.
I know she doesn't want a 66-year-old man. I mean, that's silly. She's in the prime of her life. If she's beautiful and smart and intelligent, she can get anybody she wants. But this goes back to the same old principle that I talk about in my classes all the time. When you let crazy people into your life gets crazy. And when you do the background info on this woman, yeah, she's 34, you know, she's blonde, she's good looking, but she also has some drug issues, right? Drug and alcohol problems, and maybe some mental health issues. If a woman is so desperate that she needs a man 40 years older than herself, then there's something underlying that has to be dealt with. She's got other problems. So it's his ego. Just because a man is 73 years old doesn't mean his ego goes away. Your ego tends to shrink with age if you're a wise person. You know, you get humility, right? Rigors of everyday life can knock the crap out of you and humble you. If it doesn't, you've got other problems. So I think this man, his ego went into overdrive, and he just thought, wow, this is great. Look at this young woman. She finds me attractive. She finds me desirable. And that probably wasn't something he'd felt in a very long time. So he was vulnerable to that. Aside from that, what else was going on? Well, sex drive, right? Even a 73-year-old man has a sex drive. Not the sex drive he had when he was 27, but it's still there, okay? This man did everything wrong for all the wrong reasons. And he got the stuffings knocked out of him, staples in his head, bloodied up, all broken up and busted up, and he didn't even get what he wanted. You have to be smart. The most important 6 inches on the battlefield is between your ears. If you're not using your brain, you might get your brain bashed in. You have to understand that. So, all you middle-aged guys and guys twice middle-age, remember that. Self-defense is about your brain. It's about how smart you are. If you don't want to get beat up, don't go home with strange women that you pick up at a bar. This is common sense. You've got to figure that out. I just don't understand everything about this man. He's just acting out of the weakest part of his character.
This is about plain old-fashioned lust. It's been around for, well, since Adam and Eve. That's just the way that it is. I guess my best advice is to maintain your dignity and your self-respect. Doesn't matter how old you are. You want to maintain your dignity and your self-respect. Your body's going to get old. You know, you can't keep your nice, pretty face. You can't keep all your muscles. But the one thing that you can keep throughout your entire life is dignity and self-respect.
But that's just my opinion. Folks, please write me and tell me what you think. You can email me at skip@homedefenseshow.com. All right, folks, if you want to learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones, then you need to check out our sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Just go to uscca.com and see how they can help you protect and defend the ones you love. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Coming up next, we'll be interviewing retired Border Patrol agent Gil Mazza about our problems on the southern border. Then we'll be speaking with Houston Denham from the great state of Oklahoma in our shootingclasses.com self-defense report. In the meantime, God bless and stay safe. And don't go to the bar and pick up women half your age. It's just stupid. We'll be right back.
Some say his face is painfully ugly, and I agree. But who cares? This is radio. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was the beautiful and sultry voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of the Home Defense Show. Folks, I just changed all the batteries on my red dot sights this week, and you should too. I change them once a year just to make sure they never go dead on me. Pick the same day every year just to make sure it gets done. Before we get too far into the show, don't forget to check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and CenterShot Indoor Gun Range for all your training and equipment needs. Now I want to welcome a fellow Marine to the show. He's a retired Border Patrol agent, Gil Mazza. Gil, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hey, Skip. It's kind of weird not to be talking to you without the colonel, you know, glaring at us.
Well, we're just a couple of non-coms here. Listeners don't know you. You know, you were in the Marines. I was in the Marines. So we've got that camaraderie. And it's like, hey, friends right off the bat. Thanks a lot for coming on the show. Gil, you are a southern border expert. Let's start this segment. Talk about, you know, being in the Marines, about being in the Border Patrol, all that good stuff.
One of the biggest life changers for me to get out of my hometown was joining the Marine Corps. So I spent 4 years. I went off to San Diego MCRD, which I still believe is the real Marines. From there, those 4 years, unbeknownst to me, prepared me for a 25-year career in the United States Border Patrol. So I left the Marine Corps in 1986. By 1996, I was at the Border Patrol Academy, and that began my career in San Diego. That was my home base. San Diego sector was my home base, El Cajon Station. But from there, I was allowed to travel through almost the entire country in my capacity as a Border Patrol agent, as a first responder, peer supporter, and the sector chaplain for San Diego sector in the Border Patrol.
So you know the Border Patrol inside and out. And I just wonder, you know, the guys on the border, the agents that you worked with, do they accurately reflect the Biden administration?
Well, here's the thing, right? The United States Border Patrol was created, and it's going to be 100 years this May, for one reason, Skip, and one reason only: enforcement. Enforcement of our laws to make sure that nobody's coming into this country. And the thing about it, too, you got to remember, is that the country separates national security with illegal immigration. And guess what? That's a huge mistake, because one, they go hand in hand. Purpose and the mission of the United States Border Patrol has always been, even though after 9/11, they added the idea that we're going to protect the country from terrorism. Yes, but that's been the case since the beginning. So when you take away that enforcement psyche from a fine agency of law enforcement officers, then you do a lot of damage. So to answer your question directly, the answer is no. The psyche, the spirit, and the sworn oath that these law enforcement officers throughout CBP and DHS have sworn for this country does not reflect in the policies of this administration, nor in much of the leadership in DHS and CBP.
This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show, and we're speaking with retired Border Patrol agent Gil Mazza. Gil, what's the morale like with the Border Patrol agents?
Well, being Marines, you know that morale is a funny animal, isn't it? It goes up, it goes down, it goes left, it goes right. You just never know. And throughout the agency's history, and even recent history in the time I was in, morale goes up and down depending on management, depending on leadership, depending on different principles, especially administrations. I can honestly tell you that there is no morale in the Border Patrol right now, or for that matter, throughout DHS, CBP, as far as all the enforcement officers, because they're being forced, Skip. And I do say forced, because a lot of people are starting to get the idea that these guys can simply just stand up, strike, disobey a lawful order, and just move on and, you know, and stick it to this administration. But it just is not that simple. But they have been forced to literally become the biggest smuggling cartel of humans and drugs in the history of this country, the Biden North American cartel, and they are beside themselves. The suicide rate, the death rate of agents in for illness, even the death rate of the border crossers has far surpassed in the last 3 years the entire history of this country.
Well, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like it's, I mean, if you were to send Marines into battle and give them rubber bullets, I mean, that would be a little bit frustrating for me. And it kind of sounds like your tooth, fangs, and claws have been taken off, and you're not allowed to do the job that the Border Patrol is supposed to be doing.
Was created to do, and that's the thing, right? So now we got the majority of our manpower mass processing and mass releasing 5,000 to 6,000 illegals per day for the last, what, almost 1,130 or 40 days. And they get released so fast, Skip, that by the time derogatory information comes back on those people, they're long gone. So now you have monsters like Lachelli, and you got monsters that are killing our citizens. And now even Bill Malusian from Fox News said that illegal aliens killing Americans is happening at such an alarming rate right now, they can't even keep up with the news. And
yeah,
these agents,
I mean,
are being forced to release these guys into the, you know, and we used to pride ourselves, Skip, in the idea that America never had to worry about what was crossing the border because we were out there defending it. Nobody lost sleep over it. But now, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah. I mean, polling now is saying that for 70% of the voters, that the border is the number one issue for them. And that makes sense to me.
Well, I have fellow Border Patrol agents in green uniforms working in DHS CBP that all of a sudden think it's okay to release hundreds of thousands of special interest aliens into the country and not know where they are. A special interest alien is someone their country has connected ties to, either supporting, financing, or even committing terrorism acts. And yet, how did the law enforcement mindset get so twisted throughout DHS CBP and the mission to protect our country becomes so twisted that it's okay to release thousands upon thousands of Chinese military age men into the country? That boggles my mind.
Well, Gil, does anyone even know how many illegal aliens there are in the United States right now?
And the answer is absolutely not. The numbers in DHS and CBP, even the ones on their websites, are skewed. Okay, I'm going to give you a number, okay? And then I'm going to tell you why. I believe at this point right now, there are over 50 million illegal aliens in this country present right now.
Yeah.
And that's counting the ones before the Biden administration. And then the Biden administration has probably even doubled that number that was already here just in the last 3 years. Now, gotaways are an interesting animal because we used to be able to guess with about 91% certainty how many gotaways were getting through the border, because we had agents on the field all day long. They could cut sign. They could check for tracks. They can look at the videos. They can, you know, we had a decent way to do it. It wasn't perfect. But now, with literally 80% of the border unmanned and unsecured, the cartels, and this is confirmed by both retired chiefs and the union, that the cartel owns 100% of this border. And let me tell you something, if someone comes along and we decide to take that border back, what do you think is going to happen out there? You think they're going to give it up just no problem, you know, no harm, no foul? No.
Yeah.
It's going to be war.
Yeah, Gil, I want to talk about that in the next segment. We're out of time right now. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Stay tuned, because we've got more great stuff coming up next. We'll continue our conversation with retired Border Patrol agent Gil Mazza as we discuss problems on the southern border. During the break, go ahead and get outside and take a brisk walk in the woods. Nothing strenuous, just a 5-mile hike. Then grab some ice-cold water. We will be right back.
Avoid danger, save lives, and keep your loved ones safe. If this sounds good to you, you sound good to me. And I'd like to help you do those things. Avoid danger, save lives, and keep your loved ones safe. If you're looking for more excitement in your life, we have nothing to offer you. But if you are a thoughtful, responsible, nonviolent man or woman, we'd love to teach you what to do if something crazy happens. More importantly, we'd like to teach you what not to do. We currently have over 500,000 members. They are doctors and single moms and firemen and grandmothers and veterans and Democrats and Republicans and members of every faith. But the one thing they all have in common is that they know exactly what to do if something crazy happens. When you're with one of our members, you are safe. Our members know how to de-escalate situations. They know how to calm things down. We are the United States Concealed Carry Association. See what we're all about at usconcealedcarry.com.
Discover the little-known backstory of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association at usconcealedcarry.com.
The mere sound of his voice makes women swoon and men storm the gates of hell. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel, and now let's continue our conversation with retired Border Patrol agent Gil Mazza. Gil, I got to tell you a little story here. I live in Michigan. I was driving down the road, and I saw a construction crew working on the side of the road, and they were laying some kind of cable, and it was about a half a mile from my house. Walked over to one of the guys, and I said, hey, what kind of cable are you guys running? I lived nearby and he looked at me kind of blankly, and he said, no speak English. And then he pointed to a group of other guys. And so I went over and I asked them, this whole work crew, there are dozens of them. They're all Hispanic. And I had to find someone that spoke English. I'm not against Hispanics per se. I mean, I grew up with them. You're Hispanic. And it's like, it's not a big deal. But I guess the thing that bothers me is that every alien that comes across the border, they're all criminals by definition, because the first act they did upon entering the United States was to break our immigration laws. That really, really bothers me. I like having people here who love America, our value system, and want to work hard. Fine with that. But when we're just letting them in, I don't know what we're getting.
Well, that's the biggest problem, isn't it? And the biggest problem is who decided it was a great idea to simply leave the house open and the windows open and just allow everybody that wanted to just to crawl into the house and find themselves a spot in the house and then take it over, right? At no matter what the owner had in mind to do that. And the thing about it is this Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who just got impeached, this man doesn't have the law enforcement instincts of a ferret. I would not have this man protecting an outhouse, much less the entire safety and security of the country. Let's get two things straight so I can caveat off what you just said. Number one, we're not against proper legal immigration, because proper legal immigration puts people through the process of saying, yes, I want to become an American citizen, or yes, I want to contribute to America. As it stands, I don't want to change America. I don't want to make America Mexico. I don't want to do all those things. No. The next thing I want to share with you is the idea that about 64% of the Border Patrol is Hispanic. Mm-hmm. So it's not about a racism thing. It's not a cultural thing. It is a security issue, plain and simple, black and white. As Derek Maltz once said, it's not a red issue, it's not a blue issue, it's a red, white, and blue issue. This is about safety and security, plain and simple.
This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show, and we're speaking with retired Border Patrol agent Gil Mazza. Crime, the southern border. Crime is up. I mean, just all across the board, especially violent crimes. I had a retired DEA agent on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the drug cartels.
Yes.
And what he told me, he says, listen, when you buy an illegal drug here in America, you are not just subsidizing people who sell drugs, you're subsidizing human trafficking, illegal immigration, on top of all the drugs and everything else, because the drug cartels run everything at the southern border. Is that true?
Well, that is absolutely true. See, the people think that the cartels are these caveman, backward country boy people, but they don't realize that the cartels have Fortune 500 accountants, lawyers, computer techs, you name it, they got it. So they've taken apart CBP1 and now have begun to use it as a incentive for their customers, because they can take off they took off the geo tracking. So now you can apply for asylum in Uzbekistan, fly into the United States, and then just present to the DHS officer your appointment. And guess what? They're going to let you in and they're going to release you until your so-called appointment is ready to go. The good news is, Skip, that Venezuela, violent crime is down for them, the lowest it's been in 22 years. Now, guess why that is?
Yeah, I think I've got a pretty good idea. Yeah.
They emptied their jail cells. They imported all their criminals to the United States, right? And how is it, Skip, that we voted all these people into office and their priority is not to represent the American taxpaying citizen? It is to represent, illegal alien crossers from every country in the world, they rather represent them first than they would American citizens, because they're getting privileges and rights that you and I don't enjoy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when the rubber meets the road, the bottom line is, I really believe that Biden started doing this simply to bring in more Democratic voters, to maintain the Democrat power base. And that's what it's all about. You know, corruption is almost always about power, getting more power, maintaining the power that you have.
Agreed.
But I think they've bit off more than they can chew this time. And I think it's going to bite them in the butt.
Let me tell you why I don't think that. Okay. I agree with you 100% that glut the country with illegal aliens that have no allegiance, no loyalty to America, only to the person, only to their benefactors, which are, it's the Democrat Party. Now look at the push across every state in this country to legalize them, to get them legal IDs, and to get them to vote. And hopefully before this next election, they're going to vote for the Democrat Party. They thought for a second that one of these guys would vote Republican, they would build a wall to the moon.
Yes, they would.
But the second aspect of this is that I do believe, and this may sound conspiratorial, that this is a reset or replacement of the American person, of the American psyche, of the American spirit, of the American tradition.
Mm.
Think about this for a moment. Name one American institution that hasn't been completely changed now for who knows, for decades to come, due to illegal immigration influx.
Yeah.
Medicine, education, big business, big tech, social media, everybody across the board is somehow reorganizing to accept and accommodate, not assimilate, because they're not being assimilated. I believe they're being brought in to practically replace, and they're having kids at a rate that far exceeds the American birth rate.
We're almost out of time here. So
okay.
Is there a positive note? Is there a hopeful note? Give me a little bit of hope here, Gil.
Well, the beauty is that, you know, if I think I heard that collectively around the entire world, there's about 133 million guns collectively in all the militaries in the world. The United States has over 433 million guns. Right. So first of all, if gun owners were the problem, you would know it. I think that we have to come to grips with the reality that it is going to be policy alone that will solve 80 to 90% of our problem. It's not mm-hmm. more Border Patrol. It's not more resources, because all that goes just to processing. So what's the positive note here? Well, I say that faith in God and keeping your powder dry.
And we have an election coming up. And
yes, we do. But see, Eve, no matter who gets elected next, they have an uphill battle, and we still are going to deal with the ramifications of this monstrosity for decades to come.
Yeah, I agree, because all those people are here, and
yes.
How do you get them to leave? Before you go, tell the people how they can listen to your podcast.
Well, if you go to Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, even TikTok, and look up Old Patrol HQ, Old Patrol HQ, all one word, you will find there up-to-date information on the border. You'll find intel that comes straight from the border, unfiltered and raw. And I have a podcast also under the same name that's in Spotify and Apple and other places as well. And you'll find interviews, historic interviews with agents that were in the Border Patrol back in the beginnings, class 66. Right now we're in class 1,213. A lot of history, a lot of heritage and legacy stuff, a lot of jokes and law enforcement humor with a few shenanigans along the way.
All right, Gil, I want to thank you for your service to our country, both inside and outside the border. Thanks for being on Home Defense Show today. Hoorah and Semper Fi.
Likewise, brothers. Thank you so much. And you just stay safe and try to stay sane, will you?
I will do that. All right, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Coming up next, we'll have our self-defense report with Houston Denham of the great state of Oklahoma, brought to you by ShootingClasses.com. During the break, go ahead and check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association at USCCA.com, Centershot Indoor Gun Range at CentershotGunRange.com, and ShootingClasses.com. God bless and stay safe. We will be right back.
Firearms training should be easy. Instructors can focus on teaching and not worry about all the complex paperwork and management behind the scenes. Just pull the trigger and let us do the administrative work. Welcome to shootingclasses.com.
At Center Shot Gun Range, we are passionate about training. Don't know where to start? We offer a one-hour new shooter seminar to introduce you to the world of firearms and help you find training opportunities specific to you. Concealed carry, home defense, firearm safety, AR-15, private one-on-one training, custom training, or maybe you're on a security team looking to protect your church or business. We even offer weekday morning and evening classes. Center Shot Gun Range has you covered. Start your journey at centershotgunrange.com.
Firearms training should be easy. Instructors can focus on teaching and not worry about all the complex paperwork and management behind the scenes. Just pull the trigger and let us do the administrative work. Welcome to shootingclasses.com.
He's no Einstein, but he can read and write and feed himself just like a big boy. Welcome back to the Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
And that was a beautiful and sultry voice of Golden Glenn, the official announcer of the Home Defense Show, and I'm your host, Skip Coriel. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association, ShootingClasses.com, and Center Shot Indoor Gun Range for all your training and equipment needs. And now it's time for our weekly self-defense report sponsored by ShootingClasses.com. And today we're speaking with firearms instructor Houston Denham from the great state of Oklahoma. Houston, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thank you, Skip. Thank you.
Houston, tell us about your training, all the things that you do down there in Oklahoma.
Well, I opened this business up after I got out of the contracting world. I did spend eight years over in Afghanistan training the Afghan Army, Afghan police on a specialized team over there. When the contract ended, I came back here and decided that's what I wanted to do. And I've been doing it now here back in the States for 5 years. It's really rewarding. I enjoy watching people grow. We teach youth classes. You know, my youngest student was 8. My oldest student was 92. We do disability shooting. We do tactical shooting, and you name it, we make it happen.
Well, Houston, I'm going to go ahead and read an article about a crime that occurred in your home state there, and then you're going to break it down for us, and we'll just bat it back and forth a little bit. Tulsa man arrested after shooting suspected burglar. A Tulsa homeowner is in jail after shooting a man suspected of stealing from his home early Monday morning, police say. Around 3 a.m., officers say they were called to a home near 81st and Harvard for a possible shooting. When they arrived, they found a victim shot in the stomach, lying in the grass. The homeowner, who called 911, identified as David Rowland, says he shot a man who was attempting to steal from him. Rowland told police he was getting ready for bed when he heard a car drive down the street. He stated to officers that he assumed it was a burglar because no one drives through the neighborhood at that time unless it's a thief. He says he watched a silver car park around the corner and saw someone getting out. Rowland says he then left his home with a flashlight, a cell phone, and a gun, but did not call 911 or the non-emergency number yet. Rowland claims he saw a man run from his driveway, allegedly carrying items. Rowland says he yelled at the man to stop, but the man kept running back to his car. Rowland reached the car, pointed his flashlight and gun at the man, and told him to show his hands. The man got out of the car and told Rowland, "You won't shoot me." Rowland said he would, so when the man tried to approach him, Rowland shot the man in the stomach. Detectives believe the shooting victim did not actually steal anything from Rowland, but he did attempt to break into a car next door. The shooting victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The shooting victim is known to police and will be arrested for burglary when he is released. After initial investigations, the Tulsa County District Attorney's Office determined that Rowland discharged his firearm illegally. Rowland was then arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. There's a lot to talk about there. Houston, what do you think about that?
Well, to start with, law enforcement kind of frowns on vigilantes, you know. We're not law enforcement officers. Even if we have gun permits, we're still not law enforcement officers. If you run into a situation like this, first thing you want to do is call 911. Then, if you feel like you need to go and check your stuff, go check your stuff. But when you start to pursue the suspect, you're completely out of line. You're breaking the law yourself because you are initiating everything that's fixing to happen. As far as chasing the guy down and then pulling the gun on him, you can't point a weapon on anybody unless that individual has your life in imminent danger. And I teach that in my, you know, my concealed carry class. You just don't go around pointing guns at people. Evidently, the man didn't have anything in his hands when he approached this Ronald fella. Therefore, how was his life in imminent danger? What gave him the reason to shoot? That's my take on the deal.
This is Skip Coriel, and you're listening to the Self-Defense Report, sponsored by ShootingClasses.com, as we discuss self-defense with Houston Denham from the great state of Oklahoma. Houston, I hear everything that you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. I know there are a few states where you can use deadly force to stop property crimes, but most states are not like that. And I think there's more to be considered than just legality as well. First, it's legal, but then, you know, is it moral to go out and try and find someone and then shoot them for a property crime? And then is it smart? Is it wise? And I'm just having trouble agreeing with what this Tulsa man did. And I think he's going to do some time.
Well, he deserves time for what he did. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He broke the law. When you break the law, and especially when you're carrying a firearm, those charges tend to be pretty steep. People don't realize that. Down here, we're a constitutional carry state. And I see it every day. These people, they'll flash a gun at you when you're driving down the interstate. And they think that's all right. And that's breaking the law. You cannot do that. They're just, the people are ignorant of the law is basically what it is.
Yeah. Houston, I struggle with that as well because, you know, I'm a firearms instructor, but I'm also, you know, a constitutional Second Amendment advocate. And so I believe in constitutional carry. It is your God-given right to keep and bear arms. I also know that it's also your responsibility to find out what the laws are. If you don't know what the law is, how can you possibly obey the law?
That is right. You don't know what you don't know until you start studying up or take a class or do some research on your own. You can only meet the same amount of force with the same amount of resistance.
How many years has Oklahoma had constitutional carry?
Right at 5, I believe.
Oh, 5 years. Okay. I think the big takeaway in this particular scenario is just the need for training and just more and more training. You got to have that legal training. And then, I don't know, would you call it common sense or wisdom? It's like the guy was safe in his home. All he had to do was call 911, be a good witness, but instead he went out, and I just wonder if maybe some of it might be ego. It's like, hey, you're breaking into my car. You can't get away with that, and he went out to stop it.
Very well possibly could be. This isn't the Wild West like, you know, back in the 1800s, but as gun owners, you know, like you said, we have responsibilities, and we have rules we have to follow.
That's really what separates us from the criminals, right? I mean, we obey the law and they don't.
That's exactly right. The law is written for the criminal, not for the upstanding citizen, you know, the productive citizen. But in this case, this productive citizen that was in his home, he broke the law. He made the wine. He's going to have to drink a cup of it. So,
well, maybe he'll end up sharing a cell with the guy that he shot. Now, wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be very interesting.
Might be uncomfortable.
Might be very uncomfortable. I'd hate to be in that guy's shoes.
Yeah. How would you sleep at night with one eye open, right?
The one word that really throws everybody off out here in general public is the word constitutional. Constitutional. I have a right to do it, even though I don't know the laws. It's kind of like driving a car. If you don't know the street laws or the traffic laws, what's going to happen? You're going to get in a bad wreck. You're going to get tickets, people over, might kill somebody, you know, and the same instance with a gun. If you don't know the laws and you don't study the laws or try to keep up with the laws, because they change every year. I mean, there's new laws being added every November 1st down here in Oklahoma. I tell my students, I say, look, it's up to you after this class to keep up with these laws. Here's the website to go to. Here's the book you want to look for. And they'll let you know when it's changed, and it's up to you to keep up with those laws, because you will be held at a higher standard if you get into an incident with a gun because you've had the class.
Well, before I let you go, good analysis, by the way, but before I let you go, speaking of training, why don't you tell the listeners, how can people get a hold of you in your area if they want more firearms training?
Well, they can go to the website at www.shootingclasses.com/TAC/. That's where I post all my classes. And I'm also on the USCCA instructor website as well. I keep my classes posted up to 3 months out because it's getting busy again, and I've already got people booking into April.
Houston, I want to thank you for being on the Home Defense Show today. It's been great.
It's been great talking to you, Skip. I hope to talk with you again soon.
We will certainly do it again. All right, folks, this is Skip Poriel on Home Defense Show, and that about wraps it up for this week's show. I've had a good time, and I hope you have too. Please don't forget to thank our sponsors, Centershot Indoor Gun Range at centershotgunrange.com, shootingclasses.com to help you find the right trainer for your needs, and the United States Concealed Carry Association. For all your self-defense needs, go to uscca.com. Oh yeah, before I forget, I've written 20-plus books, and they're all available on amazon.com in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. This week, check out one of my nonfiction books. It's titled Sunrise Reflections, Finding Hope in Hard Times. I think you'll like it. And if you want training from me in person, then check out Midwest Tactical Training at shootingclasses.com. Please join us again next week for all your home defense needs. In the meantime, God bless and stay safe.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!